Are you ready, man?
Check.
Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
And we have a special guest on the Skype. Introduce yourself, special guest from Special Delivery.
Hey, everybody. It's Manny the Mailman coming to you from New Jersey.
Manny the Mailman. How's it going, Manny?
Oh, everything's going pretty well. I'm just relaxing all day today. It was like 95 here, so I just stayed inside the air conditioner.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think it was at least 95 here. I don't know. I was outside, though, most of the morning mowing grass and crap, so. It was hot, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a summer.
You want to give us the weather update, Miles, in your neck of the woods?
I was downstairs with the kids playing Xbox, so I don't know.
I never get out. I'm playing the Xbox all day long.
We're like Morlocks, you know?
That's right, you guys are Morlocks.
There's a lovely 72 in Miles' living room.
Unfortunately, I think I'm the Eloy, so. I feel like the Eloy. It's either Morlocks or. Well, Manny, for those of you who don't know, which I don't know who you would be, but Manny the Mailman is famous for several things. Number one being a mailman.
I want to hear what they are.
Well, I know him for being a mailman and for being part of the Andy Kaufman press conference that Frank did a couple of years ago now. And he does a show on Unsug, onsug.com, called Special Delivery. And this week's Special Delivery had Manny driving around with his son. He's got his learner's permit. He was driving with him. And I must say, Manny, you were very calm through the episode, I believe.
Yeah, thank God I didn't tape the driving episode before that.
My dad only took me for a driving lesson once. And I believe my mother did the rest of the duty as far as getting me, you know, set to drive. So.
Well, my kid's, he's really pretty good at it, and my older guy was also, but I'm also a certified driving instructor for the post office. They sent me for, like, all kinds of classes and stuff like that, so I train the new employees when they come in, so I sort of have I'm a professional instructor.
Wow.
Wait, there's a class for that?
They sent me to, a two-week class for defensive driving, and then another three-week class to teach me how to do all the different paperwork and road tests and classroom tests that we have to do when we give the people their initial road tests.
Well, now, if you need a getaway driver, Manny's your guy. Other than the fact he'll be stopping at every mailbox along the route, but other than that, he'll be good. I'm just joking. The I live out in the country, and so my mailman sits on the wrong side of the car and drives, you know, like. Sticks his hand over and drives the wheel on the wrong side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's called the curb line delivery.
Is that? Oh, see, it's got a name. I didn't know that. And I swear to God, he's drunk half the time.
sounds about right.
If I get a package, right, he pulls up my driveway, lays on the horn, right? And if you don't show up, he doesn't deliver. Then he takes it on with you. You know, you got to get it the next day or something. So, I don't know. It's just kind of funny. But I go out and I go to the wrong side of the car because, of course, he's all slid over, you know, on the opposite side like he's British or something.
Right.
And he's, like, sticking his foot because he's got an old car with a bench seat. He's sticking his foot all the way across the drive, you know, like push the gas on the other side. It's just crazy.
Oh, it's – I've talked to some people who did that where – they've actually rigged like a piece of wood so that they could do the gas and the brake from the opposite end, and they steer with the one here. Yeah, it's the most it's the most dangerous thing I could think of.
That's what I thought. And then the seat's full of mail. It's got shit everywhere.
We have trucks with the wheel on that right side.
Well, that's because you're in the big city.
But we don't use them because we don't. There's like cars all over, so we just park on the corner and walk. So yeah. Our trucks are basically useless in our city, but we do have them.
But yeah, I just when I was a kid, we had a nice mailman, but he was like the guy on South Park. He had throat cancer, and so he had one of those things he held up to his mouth.
Oh no!
I'm serious.
Dear German.
Yeah, it's a great guy, but he had the vocalizer or whatever, like from the 70s.
Oh, my
God. Here's our mail. He did, I'm telling you. But he was a great guy. I remember he would bring things, and he'd come up, you know, and be real nice about it when I was a kid. But those days are over, man.
Well, I try to be the old-fashioned mailman. I know all the people on my route, and they invite me to, like, their parties and stuff like that, so...
That's what I know about you, that you are just like, you're like, you know, special delivery is really a good name for your show. Oh, geez, Miles, what the hell was that?
What?
Yeah, for lots
making noises there now.
Oh, my cat was doing stuff. Sorry.
Now,
am I still on?
Yeah, you're still there.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'll call you back if you get knocked out.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I don't know what the hell you're doing. Before, when I was talking to Miles briefly... He was checking out the cats for worms.
He does have worms.
I have to ask, how did you do that, Miles?
Well, you get this apple core.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. That's so dorky.
Anyway, never mind.
He was lifting up the cat's tail. He's like, hey, I think this cat's got worms.
Cats, maybe I'll have to have you come over and check.
Bad part is he likes to sleep on my bed. Is
he sleeps on your pillow. You know, I just shaved. I went to bed. I still got all this shit on my face. What the hell? Worms. They're nasty. So, you know, I don't know if you know this, Manny, but, you know, Wayne, Spare Time Radio, right, who was also on SUG, he was listening to a show, I guess, a week or two ago, and Miles is, you know, cyst. Grossed him out so much he said he wasn't going to listen anymore. So Miles' cyst has cost us a listener.
I did see that. I wrote him a little message saying he should be a little tougher.
Well, you know, it was pretty gross. I will admit that.
Miles, I don't mind.
Go ahead.
Stories, Miles. I don't mind. I was doing some research for this tonight.
Oh my gosh, you're doing research?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I listened to when Frank was on your show just to get an idea about what to expect.
Oh, yeah, when Frank was on, yeah.
And this is the one thing I noticed. Miles didn't talk.
That's right. That's what happens. You get a guest on. You know what, Manny? To be perfectly honest with you, Miles is the one that wanted you on tonight. He's like, we got to get Manny on.
I know. Okay. I love Miles. Miles is my buddy, man.
You guys got a special bond. I don't even know
all
about
it. All right. Let's skip ahead here now. Have you ever seen anyone like naked or like in a bikini or anything delivering mail or anything like that? Or say yes.
Sure.
Oh man. Oh.
Bikinis. I had this stewardess come out the other day in a bikini top and jeans. Julian.
Oh man.
He invites me in for beers and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
You know, if he lifts the cat's tail now, it's just problems, really.
Does she look like Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Well, she's a little older, but she's still pretty hot.
Yeah.
Big boobs and everything else.
Well, if she's a stewardess, she's got to maintain her weight, that's for sure.
And here's the funny thing. She used to have a side business.
Uh-oh.
Her side business was it was called Chase and Tail, and she went around and cleaned the dog and cat shit out of people's yards.
Seriously? Oh, my God. That's bizarre.
Used to get $10 a yard. She'd go once a week. And she actually sold the business to somebody for like about $8,000 or $9,000. She had like a big business.
Hey, that's not a bad deal. You just pick up shit and then sell it off. That's all right.
Yeah. And she used to just put the little placard on her van and go out with the shovels, bags, and that was her side job, and now she sold it off and just back to Stordison. But
I think she might get more. She might get more like Tawny as she did topless.
She probably would have.
That's just my guess. I don't know.
To see if I could get her to listen to this.
Yeah, I don't know. That might not be such a good idea.
Yeah, she'd probably enjoy it.
Well, she's a good human person then.
But a lot of the girls that we work with have had people come out and flash them and stuff like that. I haven't been lucky having women.
Oh, goodness. You know, you've made his night now. That's all he's going to talk about for the whole week.
I'm enjoying the show. I really am.
He's not going to forget that. He's going to be going taking the civil service test.
I tomorrow. Am. He's signing yeah. up. Oh, hell yeah.
Come to Jersey, Miles. I'm another one of my side jobs is I do the training for the new employees. It's called the Carrier Academy. We have a 5-day class where we teach them how to be mailmen. So if you get hired, I could bring you to Jersey and you could do the class with me.
Well, there you go. Hey there, Miles. You got a career.
I got an in.
You got an in. Exactly.
I have a lot of side jobs.
I have serious doubts about Miles delivering the mail, to be honest with you.
I'm going to be like that one of those guys where they die and they open up his house and there's like mountains of mail in the house. Right. You know?
That would be Miles.
That he never delivered. You know, that'd be me.
Man, he said I got to get up at 8. I can't get up at 8. Come on, man.
All the letters that say adult content would be ripped open.
There you go. You got it. You got it. You got his MO, don't you?
When I first started, we had, like, before digital cameras, people used to, like, send their photos in, and, like, they would get the pictures back in the mail. I don't know if you guys ever...
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple times, they used to come in, opened up, and the mailman would always look through them, and we found a couple good rolls of naked pictures.
Okay, I'm doing this.
It's always awkward after that, delivering to that house.
I bet. Did you put it in the little baggie that said, yeah, you know, damaged?
Shoes were damaged. Don't look at the fingerprint.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I see you like sausage. Hey, paisan, hey.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Miles, is that civil servant test online? Because...
Yeah, I think you can take it. They're not hiring too much now, but I'll get you an in, Miles.
Okay, yeah, please. We get a different mailman every day at work, so I mean, there's got to be a lot of openings, man.
Sure,
we do.
No, I mean, sure, there are. You know, there are always new people. Half of our place is out on like disability or just disappeared or.
Oh, that's me. Yeah,
Miles used to have a job out of college. That he never showed up for with a security company that shall remain nameless. That he, he was in the security business of sorts at Wrigley Field, no less. But
I thought that's where I was supposed to go that day.
Yeah. And somehow he always ended up at Wrigley. He didn't actually end up at anybody's house or anything. So.
Yeah, the uniform, keys, and a flashlight, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had to replace the security stickers on houses.
Oh, okay.
It was a good job.
Yeah, if you actually showed up, it was a good job.
I did it.
I know this mailman stuff is boring and all, but did you guys know that there's actually barcodes on people's mailboxes on the street?
No. Yeah.
I don't think they're on my mailbox.
Out here, the donkey's not that quick to get up to the...
Yeah, we live out in... We both live... Well, he lives in a city, but I live out in the middle of nowhere.
I just live in a shitty state, basically.
You have barcodes in New Jersey on mailboxes?
It's not on every house. It's like there's about 8 or 10 of them out on the street, and we have like about one every hour, and we have to scan them with a scanner.
Oh, they want to check where you're at.
Oh, yeah,
check to see where we're at. So they probably have them out there, but they just don't have them on your boxes. So they watch us all the time.
They just want to see if you made the rounds. You know, I worked at UPS in college, and they had this little dealie on the hub of the wheel. I probably told this before, but way back when, this would be in the early 90s. So they had this little deal on the hub of the wheel. It would tell how long the truck was moving or stopped.
Okay.
And they used to take that off every night, and they'd tell if the guy like was screwing around or anything. So, yeah, they check up on you, don't they?
Yeah, they just put GPS in our trucks too. Now they spend a lot of money watching us.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It sounds like you always do your bit, don't you?
I don't have much free time at all. I'm like you. When I first started, we had a lot of free time. Now they've just like they kept downsizing, cutting out routes, and giving us more work. So,
yeah. Sure. You had one episode you were talking about having to do somebody else's route, and they call it a turn, or what was it called?
A pivot.
And somebody said it meant overtime. What was that acronym?
Well, when I was new, like years back when we were more worked a lot more, when they gave you a pivot, the old timers would say, you know what the last two letters of pivot are?
Oh.
OT,
overtime.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But now they want you to do the pivot in undertime.
So you lose your lunch, huh?
Well, not really. There's not a lot of mail anymore. I don't know if you guys have looked at your mail compared to years ago.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't get that much mail anymore, but we still get catalogs and stuff, but we don't get a lot of mail.
Yeah, keep ordering.
At work, I get like no mail. I get like zero mail, hardly anything at all at work anymore. I used to get like a whole crap load of stuff, but not anymore, so.
That's why there's no more OT for us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you know. You got to get that email.
Catalogs one, please, buddy. If I had your address, I would start sending you phony ones.
You could do the, we used to do the, you remember the return reply mail, you know? I just fill shit out with people's names on it and send it to their house, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do that to Miles. He never fessed up if he got it or not. But
the Harley calendar, I got that.
Oh, you got that? All right. See, I'm trying to do my bit here.
It wasn't a male thing, but he had actually Mr. Skin call my house and talk to my babysitter once.
Yeah, that was good. Home.
Yeah, thanks, jackass. Jeez.
Do you know who Mr. Skin is, Manny?
It's the guy who will tell you at 4 minutes and 8 seconds of the movie, you could see boobs, or
yeah.
9 seconds of another movie, you could see some beaver.
Yeah.
Hey, you got it down there, MrSkin.com. That was a long time ago now. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob. Thanks.
So now, tell us, Miles. You know, Manny recently had a birthday. Well, not recently, we should say. Probably a couple months ago, right?
Right.
And tell us what you did for Manny's birthday.
This is actually my first time hearing Manny's voice outside his podcast, but actually conversing with him, by the way. But he seemed like a real nice guy, you know, on Facebook and everything. I said, I'm going to do something for this guy, you know, as I know he would do it for me. So I went to a very expensive sporting event in Chicago.
Which you didn't invite him to, but that's okay.
Very exclusive, it was about $10 a ticket. So it was very expensive because I like going to free things, but I picked the cutest girl there, and I got an autograph of the cheerleading staff, if you will.
Nice.
She's a part Polish girl, which is a plus in my book, you know.
Right, because you're part Polish.
I am part Polish. Yes, I told her that, and she realized that. After talking to me, she goes, I think you are Polish. I said, yes.
Yeah, except for the part where you said, would you like to see which part? And she got all upset then.
And she autographed
Security,
it.
Security.
So, cheer Captain Aubrey Nelson. Yeah.
I have the poster on my wall.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. It was nice.
He mailed that to me. It came in like a day. From.
I couldn't believe it.
It was amazing how quick I got there.
That's right. Evidently, those guys aren't sleeping or anything. They're throwing it right out there.
Because I like do business with a couple of businesses out east, you know, and stuff goes to Philadelphia and other places, and it seems like it takes forever. And I'm always like, oh, God, Manny's not going to get this for like 5 months. I know it, man. It's just like, and like within a day, he's like, oh, I got it right here. I got it right here.
Yeah, that was amazing. I couldn't believe that.
I'm like, how in the hell did it get there that fast?
You didn't spring on like air shipment or anything, did you, Miles?
Oh no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm very frugal. Yeah. I was gonna if it was too expensive, I was just going to break into my old stamp collection and just, you know, break up my, you know, my space shuttle stamps and stuff.
I have people do that all the time. I get an envelope and there's like 19 stamps on it, like a 2 cent, and it drinks. Like, they didn't have any stamps, so they took the old collection and stuck it on the letter.
I used to be really into it, you know, I was like a young guy, you know, and I actually have like $5 stamps. Like, the face value is $5.
Are they worth, have you checked them? Are they worth?
I don't know. I mean, it's a regular stamp, but I mean, the face on it is $5.
It was probably like an express mail stamp or something like
that. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with these, though? You know?
I guess you keep them.
Maybe forever, I know.
Maybe forever.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. You could probably go online and see if they're worth anything.
I don't know. They are. They are $5 stamps, though.
So. I'm a deliverer. I don't know the value of stamps.
Maybe you can Google that for us.
You could open up a side business and, you know, praise
that's
everybody's
your side business. Yeah.
Stamps.
That'd be great.
He's like, I think he wants to get away from that because recently talked about how everybody wants to hand him his mail. Mm-hmm. Even if he's just like, you know, not working.
If I stop at the store after work in my uniform, people will actually like hand me letters. And...
Oh, no.
You should ask if there's any cash in there, you know.
Or if I'm having lunch, I'll be sitting at lunch and people just come up to you. Hey, can you take this? Or, you know, how many stamps this needs? Yeah, they... If that uniform's on, they think you're on duty.
Could you lick this? I can't.
Now you're getting back to the stores.
Oh, goodness. So now, Miles, did you actually listen to Manny's podcast?
I did. I did listen to one. Yeah, I did.
Okay, I guess that's not like you. You normally don't listen too much. You
know? I don't like to research people.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
So which one did you listen to? Was it the driver's ed one, or which one was it?
The birthday party at the restaurant there. I listened to that.
Oh, there you go.
The audio was kind of rough on that, but I wasn't. That's the one that Frank was at, right?
I believe so, yeah. I believe so. It's been a little while, but yeah.
So yeah. What do you think about that, Miles? You going to give us a critique or no?
No, it's good. It was good. It was fun. It's too bad. Yeah, the audio was breaking up a little bit, but, you know, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was a little drunk, and I didn't bring headphones, and I just turned it on. I didn't check the levels or nothing. And people were screaming. So, but I sent it to Frank, and he said, oh, put it on anyway, because Frank, I just started posting my own shows the last two. Before that, I had to send everything to Frank because I'm a little technically retarded.
So you and Miles are probably
you've come
at
the right place. We didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night, me and you. Let me tell you that.
That must we be don't why we get along, Miles.
That's why we get along so well.
Yeah, so Miles doesn't post a show either.
No, what? I just tried, and I finally got one down, but I still had to call Frank up. To have
him, he's a good guy.
Which button to press.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He'll help you out.
Oh, I have to mention one other thing, too.
Oh, what's up?
I have to give some props to CB.
Oh, yeah, CB.
Oh, yeah, CB, yeah.
Last October, I had to come out to Chicago for a training, and CB came and met me, picked me up, took me on to town, and he really was talking really nice about you guys, and, you know, you should listen to the show. I was listening anyway, but he... said a lot of good things about you guys. He's a big fan.
Oh, I know. We know CB, yeah. CB's a nice guy.
He's very a loyal listener, yeah. He's super guy.
Yeah, Miles hasn't got him a poster yet, though.
I know. He hasn't talked to me much since I got the poster. I think
hey, wait. I got Walter Koenig holding up a thing with all your...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
All you guys' names on it. I never got, you know, much people, hey, Miles, wow, you know, hey.
Everybody said thank you. What are you talking about?
Well, not everybody. That's not everybody, you know.
Okay.
That's because you didn't listen to that show. I talked about it on one of my other shows.
Well, I'm talking about there was a lot of names on that piece of paper. I'm just saying.
It was, how could anybody read it? It was like, you know, you had a kindergartner do it. For Christ's sake.
I get it. All right. I did it like 5 minutes before I met this guy. I'm like, I don't know. What is it? You know.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
It was either that or have him sign my belly. You know, I go, I don't know. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I don't think he would have signed your belly.
Yeah, it's Smidge on there, too.
Yeah. He did not. He did not want to hold that up, by the way.
I can imagine.
He saw Manny the mailman. What the what the hell? Was that a bad character from episode 67 or what?
No. I think it should be like a kid's show, to be honest with you. I think it's ripe. That's ripe for children's television, Manny the mailman.
There's actually a wrestler called Manny the mailman because I went to...
What?
I went to get Manny the mailman on Twitter and... Somebody had it already, and it's like there's a wrestler somewhere in one of those minor circuits that's called Manny the Mailman.
Oh, really?
Really?
That's interesting. The wrestler here in the St. Louis, one of them is called the Giant Assassin, and he works for the water department. And I see him out on the street, you know, digging holes in the street to fix the water mains and stuff all the time. I'm like, hey, it's a Giant Assassin, Giant Assassin.
Yeah.
I'm sure he loves it. Giant Assassin, hey, fixing the water mains.
Bob was trying to get the name Dick Nasty on Twitter, but that was taken already. So,
I don't remember that, but okay. I'll take your word for it.
I think it's available on Facebook if you want.
Oh, really? Okay. I already get enough weird followers. I don't think I need any more with a Dick Nasty as a name.
You guys got any sponsors tonight? Because I deliver.
I do, actually. I was wondering how I was going to slip that in here. Do you, you know?
Look at that. I'm helping you.
You are. You are helping us out. It's Miles' favorite that he seems to say every week whether or not it's a sponsor.
Angie's List?
Angie'sList.com.
Angie's
That's right.
List, yeah.
From electrician to physician, from contractor to doctor, Angie's List has a list of all kinds of people to help you. Over 450 categories, plumbers, painters, dentists, dermatologists. Come by AngiesList.com to find what you need. And they may even have mailmen, but I'm not sure. You can get 25% off if you use the code word static at AngiesList.com. Miles' favorite sponsor, Angie's List. I think it's just because it's a girl's name, but I'm not sure.
Have you met Angie?
No, I have not.
Is there an Angie? Is there really?
I'm assuming that there is, but I don't know.
Mick Jagger says yes. So.
Angie.
The
beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for putting up that link to the Stones thing, man. You know, you got me singing that stupid song all day, man.
Look at that stupid.
No. She's so Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
So Coca-Cola. I was dancing around, you know, my hands behind my back.
Coca-Cola. Nice. Yes.
I heard they're doing a farewell tour for about the eighth time.
Oh, no.
What are they saying goodbye to now?
I don't know. I went to see his farewell tour in 1980.
I was going to say, yeah, I didn't go see him, but I remember I was going around like when I was graduating from high school or something. So.
Yeah, they've done about five or six farewells.
So. Oh, man.
They're saying goodbye to all the members as they, you know, can't make it anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody left, is there?
Well, it'll be Mick, Keith. And Bill Wyman left, right?
Yeah.
Charlie Watts?
Charlie, did he leave?
I don't know.
Because he was, you know, he was the oldest one as well, I think.
Yeah, he looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, I know. Play the drums.
Maybe they're going to drive out on those little rascal things.
That's right. That'd be good. That's a good visual there. Going to the hey, I'm gonna charge. Can you give me a charge? My rascal's dead.
It really freaks me out that when I was a kid, I remember my parents watching like Benny Goodman or something or. A concert on like TV with Benny Goodman or something. I was like, who's this old people? Now, like, my kids watch me watching something like the Stones and they're like, Who are those old people?
Those old farts. You think it's the same? You think it's the same with the that analogy is the same, or you think it's a little bit different because they're still fairly popular?
Yeah, well, my kids know who they are, but I mean, there are some groups from when I was a kid that aren't too well known. That if you asked about them, they would say,
like Information Society, Pure Energy. That was from the 80s, you know.
Mm.
Well, no, you went and saw Squeeze.
Oh, I've seen Squeeze about 35 times.
Wow.
That's a band that, you know, most people wouldn't probably even know. I mean, Squeeze.
Yeah, they were, well, like, I started following them in the late. I'm a little older than you guys, right?
A little bit. Not much, though.
But I started following them, like, in the late 70s, and back then, you know, they would be around a lot. You'd see them three or four times in a year, so. But then they retired for a while, and then they came back, and the last few years, they just, I think they broke, so I think they just come around to.
That's what happens, isn't it?
I heard they hated each other. They seem to have patched things up again, but.
I'll sing only because I need the money.
Yeah, most of the people who work as teams end up hating each other.
Yeah, I hate Miles, so.
I'm going to say.
I don't know what the hell he's doing there. He sounds like he's choking on something.
I don't. Maybe he dewormed the cat.
Could be.
Oh, man.
I hope that cat's name's not Twinkie.
I call him Stewardist.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. Man, are you sure you wanted to do this?
Who else have you seen in concert?
Me?
Yeah.
I saw the Stones. I saw the Who, the Kinks.
Oh, man. Wow.
Neil Young.
Cool.
The Police. Joe Jackson.
Oh, I love Joe Jackson.
Costello a bunch of times. He's one of my other favorites. The Ramones. Bunch of punk bands back in the day that some of them I don't even remember the names because they were just like, they would be gone after a couple weeks. Lately, I haven't gone too much to anything. I saw the Jayhawks. I don't know if you guys know the Jayhawks.
Nah, I don't know the Jayhawks.
That's a sports team for, Kansas, isn't it?
Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah, they were playing a football game and then they broke out in song.
Oh, it's like Glee. Okay, I see.
The Jayhawks were, I don't even, alt country type thing. I don't know. I go through all different kinds of phases of music. My wife listens to my iPod and she just says, it's the stupidest collection of music she ever saw. Because it just goes all over the place.
Nice.
Are you listening to Katy Perry at all?
Say pop, yes. I know a couple of the songs. My son likes it.
All right, yeah.
I think you just like the look of Katy Perry, Miles.
I just was watching her videos today, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that's it, yeah.
Aerosmith? Isn't that Aerosmith's daughter, the Joe Perry's daughter? Or?
Is it?
I think it is.
Is it really? I don't think I've ever heard that. Are you starting a new rumor?
I thought she was the daughter of the guy from Aerosmith, but
I don't know. I never heard that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Is that the one that I kissed the girl song?
Yeah.
I
think it is.
Really?
Research.
That's news to me. Let me look that up. Hold on a second. I hope I won't kill our connection here.
I'll okay. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
In case Bob kills us, have a good night.
Wow, this guy's been like a ton of concerts, but I've not seen any of these.
No.
Katy Perry's father.
Okay. I will tell you though, the best concert I've ever been to, B.B. King, right there.
I've been to his club, but I never saw him.
B.B. King, right there.
Let's see here. I've got something from Wiki Answers. Oh, they're not related.
No.
Her name was Katie Hudson.
Okay.
She changed her name. Her dad's name is Keith Hudson. But Joe Perry does have three kids and one stepson.
And I've been going around telling one of the Aerosmith people's daughter is famous. Who?
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's all right, famous.
I'm sorry I spread a false rumor.
That's all right.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, look, we got to the bottom of it. Look at that.
Yeah.
The Googles.
Now I got to call my son up and tell him to stop telling his friends.
Hey, my dad told me.
No, just let him keep doing it. What the hell?
Yeah, why not?
So don't listen to everything. Don't listen to everything you hear and just take it, you know. Learn some computer skills, kid. Look it up. That could be wrong, though. Wiki answers could be wrong. I have no idea.
No, I guess I got confused with the other daughter, Tyler, Liv Tyler. That could be it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Miles likes her as well.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Miles, since we heard how many concerts Manny went to, how many times have you whacked it to these women we've been talking about?
Just today, I mean?
I don't know. Just in general. Just give it, throw a number out there. I don't care.
Just these women or...
Yeah, just these, you know.
Oh, boy, that's...
How many times since he mentioned the stewardess? I'm sorry, Manny. I couldn't help myself.
Trivia question. Who did it more, Manny's squeeze visits or Miles Whacking? Under over 36.
Yeah, Manny, I think you'd lose on that one, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go see Squeeze a few more times.
Yeah, you'll have to go see Squeeze a lot more. They don't call him Quick Draw McGraw for nothing.
Have some black coffee in bed. Yeah.
So, all right. So you're doing the mailman thing. We got that right. So you're doing this podcast thing. What, you know what? What made you decide to do that? I mean, that was you were involved, I guess, with the Andy Kaufman stuff, but you were just manning the camera, as far as I know. I mean, you're talking a little bit, but you weren't like, you know, in the front of the Andy Kaufman stuff. You're mostly behind the scenes, right?
I just when that whole thing was going on, I had been listening to Frank way before that started, and a lot of people disappeared when that happened. So I sort of hung in there, and there was like a whole crew of people came and started following the Rampler at that point. And,
mm-hmm.
and then this guy that Maddox or whatever his name was, he said he was going to invite a bunch of press to come to the thing. And so I just goofed. I wrote on Twitter or something, hey, can I be one of the press? And then I guess I don't think he got a lot of people to respond.
Yeah.
So I think I sort of was like, hey, we got six chairs. Invite the mailman.
Well, you were a good addition. You were right there with the camera, so, you know.
Yeah, and Rule was actually with me and Frank that weekend. We were hanging out. He was in town that weekend.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have a chair for Rule, so I guess.
Oh, he got left out?
Yeah. It was a weird event.
Because, I mean, Frank even stayed in the hotel and everything, didn't he?
Yeah, he rented him a room for the night. They rented, like, two or three other rooms. They had one big suite that we did the conference in, and they had two other rooms, too. These guys spent a lot of money. I mean, it's a pretty expensive hotel. It wasn't like a Motel 6. It was a pretty nice hotel in downtown New Brunswick, right by Rutgers University. And
yeah.
And the craziest thing was there was like a vampire convention going on that weekend too, and there was like all these people dressed like vampires and zombies walking around the lobby that to me and Rule went with Frank the night before hanging out there. And it was just people walking all over the place, all freaky. And then the Maddox guy came to Frank's room in a robe and a mask that night.
Oh, nice. That sounds a little odd.
And then the next day I came back down and met him with the reporters. And
yeah.
And we went upstairs and we went into the room, and there was these two guys in these big cloaks with rubber masks holding cameras, and they had a coffin set up with a blow up doll in it, and they had laptops all over the place, a big box that turned into a puppet show. It was pretty freaky.
That's a little weird. And you weren't unnerved by all that? You're hung right in there.
I kept my eye on the two masked guys, but they seemed to be okay. And you know, if nothing really happened, it was like a whole big nothing. And one woman from the newspaper, she got pissed. She was like, I guess she was a real reporter. She was kind of pissed that she wasted her time. And then the guy, Chris Gethard, who's a comedian, and he writes for this Weird New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
He got pissed, too, and he actually got in his car and followed these guys on the interstate.
I saw that. Didn't he shoot some video of that or something?
Me and Frank and this other guy who was a DJ from the station FMU where Frank ended up working for.
Yeah.
We went out to dinner and Frank's getting calls from this Maddox guy and he goes, "Hey, the Gethard guy's chasing us down Route 78.
So what do you expect, man?
Yeah, so it was a freaky event, but it was fun. I'm glad I got there and I made it into Weird New Jersey.
There you go.
I've had people that I haven't seen in years call me up and say, "Why are you in Weird New Jersey?"
He should sign some copies and leave them in some mailboxes.
Yeah, I think I should. I didn't really tell too many of my customers about that. I want to keep Christmas tips coming.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, no problem. I could see where that guy would kind of hamper it a little bit.
But to just tell you why I started recording, I had an ambition before I became a mailman. I have a degree in media arts and communications. I went to college for all this stuff, and then I never did it. I worked at CNN for a little while in the late 70s, and then I just got out of it. I just didn't like doing it anymore, and I became a mailman. So I guess it was in my blood. So once I started listening to Frank, and then I saw other people start doing it, I just said, "Let me give it a try."
There you go. I guess you seem to be enjoying it, so, I mean, you keep doing it, so.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if anybody's really listening or listening, but.
Well, yeah, you got to figure, that's always the big worry, isn't it? Is there anybody listening? But, and you find out, actually, that there are people, it just seems to be happenstance, because there's no real reason for them to come forward necessarily, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've had people, I mean, you know, it's always a shocker to me when we get people that come out and say, "Oh, yeah, I've been listening to that for, you know, however long." It's like, "Oh, okay, you know." You just figure that for the most part that you're not really reaching out there. But, hey, you know, you get 100 folks or whatever, that's pretty good.
And I met a lot of cool people just from doing the shows and from the forums and stuff like that. I've gotten together with a whole bunch of them and.
Yeah, I know you were just in California, and you met with the Escapist.
And Jerry Novak, who...
And Jerry Novak, yeah.
Then I just had dinner with Brian Jude the other day in a mall in New Jersey.
I know you guys made me... I was listening to that today. It's Sunday for folks listening. It's Sunday. I was mowing my grass this morning, and I was listening to you guys, and it made me so hungry.
You have those that out by where you guys live?
No, but there. Well, we don't yet. There's one that's being built by the mall over here in Illinois, and I don't think it's built yet. But they were. I saw the sign. It says Five Guys Burgers and Fries. So,
how about you, Miles? Do they have any by you?
No, there's no such thing.
Come and go, right?
Yeah, he's got dairy cows. That's it.
I befriended that store, Come and Go.
Oh, you like Come and Go?
Yeah, we don't have any, but I just like the name.
The Come and Go. You can get his T-shirt if you want.
You can name their cup and get $10,000.
Oh, really? They got a cup contest? I'll have to look and see.
I was going
to
call it the Guzzler.
That's a good one.
Like the Cum Guzzler? Cum Guzzler.
Cum Guzzler. You're horrible.
But they didn't answer my request.
Oh, my God. The Guzzler was sounding very good there for a moment, and then it kind of didn't sound so good.
The Cum Guzzler.
You know, they probably take it. They probably do that.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, there's some pervs out there that probably turn that in.
Yeah, well, you being one of them.
Well, no, not me. I mean, I'm not a perv or anything. I'm just saying. You know.
Okay.
I'm cutting edge, but I'm not a perv. You know?
So, all right, what's the difference?
I have seen your name on body parts of women. Am I supposed to mention that, or is that
okay?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, what were we talking about? Now? You got me all discombobulated with your Guzzler.
Five Guys Burgers.
Oh, Five Guys Burgers. So I was listening to that, and I was like, so hungry, but it's not built yet. And but I was like, you could hear, you gotta, if you haven't listened to, I know you didn't listen to it, Miles, but you could hear them like getting their drinks and making their order and everything, you know. And there's something really good about that audio, especially when you're pushing that mower around outside. It's really hot, you know. So
yeah, Brian walked up to me with the mic on, and we just walked right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you just guys went run at it. It was like, oh my gosh.
He only had like half hour because he had to go back to doing the surveys he was doing, so we just jumped right into it. It was good. And that was his birthday treat, so I put on Twitter today to you guys, if you come to Jersey for your birthday, dinner's on me.
Really? Watch out.
Yes. For real?
Yes.
You know, Miles may just drive out.
You know, I got cousins in Philly, which isn't too far from you, I don't think, so.
We had a big talk about that one time. You were talking about Action Park and Great Adventure, going to those places. We talked on chat, but
Facebook, Miles is the Facebook king,
My dad would take us to the Playboy Club out at Great Gorge.
Yeah, then it became action. There was like an action park out there where people were killed on the rides. They were just crazy rides.
You know, Miles' dad took him there, too.
We did go to Action Park. Yeah, we did.
Anything that was cheap and rickety, his father took him to, I'm sure.
We did go there, and we did that. We went to Six Flags or whatever it's called there, and we did that too,
It was called Great Adventure. Now it's Six Flags Great Adventure. But Action Park, real quick funny story. We had it, not really funny, but my company, I used to work for a propane company before when I was in college and stuff, and good stories about that for future special deliveries. But they had a company picnic at Action Park, so people were getting hurt on everything. Like, they were out of work for the next week.
That
whitewater ride where you go in the boats and they have like these fans under the water. So I fell out and I couldn't get back in. I finally get out. Then like 2 days later, somebody got electrocuted on the ride. Like,
oh, nice. Nice.
I think they used to call it Traction Park. But they had ski slopes, and they'd put you on a little mat, and you'd go sliding down the ski thing, and you'd just go falling off into the brush and stuff.
Nice.
That cement flume or something? You'd go down like a little...
Yeah, and little wheels or something, like the little...
Yeah, you'd have like a little sled or something, like an ice sled, but it had like plastic, you know, you'd go down this big hill with it and stuff.
But if you went too fast, you went flying off into the...
Oh, under. Hell yeah.
I wish this was a year ago, because I would have been coming to Chicago in October. We could have done the dinner then.
Oh, man, that'd have been great. CB could have paid for it all. Oh, man. Jesus.
He took me to the original Uno, Pizzeria Uno.
Up in Chicago, yeah.
We had this like 40-pound pizza. It was so heavy.
Oh, wow. God. Manny versus food.
Yeah, it was. Well, we took half of it home. I brought it back to my hotel room.
Miles is always up for the free stuff, so you better watch out.
I love free stuff. I love it.
He will pay twice as much just to get the free stuff, you know, like to get himself somewhere, you know.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm going to drive to Rams training camp just to see the free exhibition game, but I'm going to drive, you know, 100 million miles.
Right, I did that. Yeah, you're right.
I know you did.
Because it was free. I did that.
It was free.
Trek Fest I go to, free.
Trek Fest. Wow, yeah, thank you.
Get free movie passes.
Speaking
you know.
Of no thanks. You know who gets the free Trek Fest, don't you, Manny?
Yeah.
Yeah, yours truly. I'm the one that sets that up.
Not this year. Not this year. Me.
No, I set it up this year again.
No, I set it up. America's on that lady's like, well, you can't bring your whole like family. You know, it's just, you know, you and like somebody else, and that's it.
Yeah, but I already sent him a note.
Yeah, but then I sent the note.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever,
man. I'm kind of the deal breaker, so I stay out of
it. Most of the time, yeah. I'm surprised you showed up tonight, Manny, because he usually pisses everybody off till they won't talk to us. So
we almost had Will Wheaton, I think, one time, and I.
We did. I had Will Wheaton lined up.
What happened? He met Miles.
I sent him a note.
Yeah.
Let me tell the story here. And you can chime in a second, Mike.
All right, all right.
I have Will Wheaton lined up. I have been, corresponding to him via email, right? I've been reading his blog and everything. He had a book coming out. This is his first book. He's got several now. So I said, hey, would you talk to us? He said, sure. Time, day, everything all lined out, right? Miles then decides to write to him and say, Miles.
Of the four leads in the movie Stand By Me, who do you think had the smallest unit?
And, needless to say, he wrote me back, and I forget what he said. Something real on, you know, it was basically mean, saying, you know, fuck you or something.
Did he answer the question?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy.
He answered the question by not showing up.
Yeah.
It could be, did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate to speculate, although Miles did meet Corey Feldman recently, so.
And I sat by Andy Richter in high school, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that? Yeah, right by him. Yeah, he's a jackass, but yeah. He's a dumbass, but.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to high school with Richter. Well, his name wasn't Andy Richter back then.
But. Yeah, it was something else, yeah.
So.
But, yeah.
Well, you're not going to say what it was? Because I always do.
I don't know. That's okay. That's not.
You think he's going to come get you or something?
He might. He might.
Well, his name was Andy Swanson.
That's right, yeah.
So.
Like TV dinners.
Like TV dinners.
TV dinners, yeah. Yeah, he'd wear his stupid talking head shirt all the time. Stupid.
He was a little older than Miles when he picked on him, evidently.
Oh, I saw them too, Mom.
Talking heads?
No, that's okay, yeah. They're okay, yeah.
I like the talking heads.
Yeah. Nave metal melody, yeah.
So what's next for May in the Mailman? What's he got on his agenda here?
I just finished up my busy season. I was out in California for vacation and the convention, and right now it's just going to just be delivering mail. And my wife's going out to New Orleans for, she's a letter carrier too, and she's our union president for our union that I go on trips for. She's got to go out to New Orleans for a president's meeting, and I might take off and go out there with her for that. That would be
riding the coattails.
Sweet.
Well, riding the coattails.
I could go down Bourbon Street.
There you go.
Nice.
So I was actually there for a convention once, like in like 1990. It was pretty crazy. Miles, yeah. You ever been there?
No.
You would like it.
I bet. I like that, yeah.
A lot of show me your tits stuff going on there, isn't there?
The closest I got was like Gulfport, Mississippi. So
the only thing with New Orleans, you can't tell if they're women or men. Though, the grannies out there all dressed up. And
Miles doesn't mind that; it doesn't bother him.
I knew Bob in college, and a lot of people thought he was a woman.
That's
so
true.
It doesn't. You know, it's not a big deal, really.
It's true, though. It's true, man.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's terrible, but it's true.
It's like David Bowie back in the 70s, man. People just didn't know. Busy, you know.
Yeah, well, I like the David Bowie analogy much better than the Pat analogy that you usually use.
Pat. I never saw David Bowie. I haven't seen Bowie.
No, I had very nice hair back in the day, Manny. Very, very nice hair.
Is it gone now? Or
not totally, but it's it's going. It's not gone yet. I'm not going to say it's gone yet, but it's going, right, Miles?
He's got wavy hair. Yeah, it's waving goodbye.
Bye-bye, right. That was your mom's joke.
Yeah.
I had, in high school, I had like about a 10-inch afro. Check in here.
Hey, Mr. Cartel!
Yeah, like that guy, like Epstein.
Yeah. Epstein. Hey. Epstein's mother.
Yeah.
Please excuse Manny.
That's right.
Manny's mom.
Manny's mom. That's right. I had a good fro going on at one point too, but no, I had like Bon Jovi hair, man, something like that. So
Bon Jovi.
I go to a chiropractor named Bon Jovi. He's like a cousin of him.
Really?
Jersey, New Jersey guy, Bon Jovi. And
did you spell it the old way or the new way?
The chiropractor spells it the same way as Bon Jovi. And
seriously?
Yeah.
I figured you'd do the old way.
I guess he's trying to get in customers from...
Cash in, that's right.
Maybe they'll think his cousin will show up for an adjustment or something.
I used to work for a guy named DiMaggio, and God, every boy, hey, he's my cousin, forget about it. Forget about it.
Mr. Coffee?
Forget about it. He owed me money, forget about it. He never paid it, forget about it. I'm like, oh, okay. It's no big deal. Forget about it.
Nice Italian. Nice Italian accent, Miles.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I was going to do a lot of Italian jokes tonight, but I didn't. Yeah.
Well, give us one. Throw one out here, Miles.
No, no. I don't want to.
Oh, come on. Throw one out, Miles. Come on.
Dad.
What kind of sound does an Italian guy's tire make when it goes flat?
I don't know.
Wop, wop, wop.
Oh, God. You're horrible, man.
That's why I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it, okay? That's
why I didn't do that joke.
I didn't want to do it. Hey, I'm part Polish. Make Polish jokes. I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care. I like Italian jokes. That was a good one.
I thought you probably knew that one. I was like, come on. That's an old joke. Come on.
No, I never heard that one. Never heard that one before.
Oh, well, there's right,
not, no, man, he's never going to talk to me.
There's not a day goes by that many doesn't like something like that one.
He goes, Bob, can you cut him off?
Yeah.
That was another one, by the way.
That was another,
day
yeah.
goes by, I got it.
My brother-in-law told me, he's part, now he is Italian. My brother-in-law is Italian, so it's okay, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Okay.
He's okay. Great. He's okay with that.
He's okay with it. Maybe
he told me that. He told me that.
All right.
I'm fine with it. It's fine.
That's
it's
okay.
Fine. Okay, good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So we're going to have another incident here. You know?
I know. I was going to get all weird now.
I was wondering if Frank even talked to me after we talked to him on this thing.
That was a good episode. I just, like I said, I just wanted to get in. You guys usually just talk to yourself, so I just wanted to hear one where you had somebody else on. And...
Yeah, we don't do it too often, but we've been trying. I've been, one of my New Year's things is try to do this more often just because, we've been doing this for a while, so it's a good change of pace.
I can never get anyone on, man.
I'm very privileged to have been invited by you guys.
I don't know about that, but it's nice that you showed up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, yeah. You said yes way too fast. Like, most people turn me down like 5 or 6 times. Like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really can't commit to an hour. I don't know.
That's
some
true.
Some kind of kinship there, Miles. I don't know what it is exactly. But
no, I don't. I strike it off with you. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's like, man, am I on the same level with this guy completely? Boom, 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 boom.
Well, except for, I will tell you that Manny is a humanitarian. And Miles, you are no humanitarian. So.
Oh, okay.
He, him and his wife and his coworkers, when they were out in California, did two things that I thought were really, you know, stand-up stuff. You picketed with the people at the Embassy Suites.
Oh yeah,
I guess I don't know if it was more you or your wife. I couldn't remember from what you said, but set up a fundraiser while you were there, out of the blue, at this restaurant you ate at, and got a bunch of other people who were there for the convention to come eat, and they paid a bunch of money to charity.
Yeah, they just sent us the check. We got a check for like almost $2,000 from. They gave us 20% of the receipts if the people brought a flyer that we gave them. So that was
just like out of nowhere. You guys, hey, you know, we should do this, and you did it.
We were just having dinner, and when they gave us the bill, it said on the bottom of the bill, we do fundraisers. So we just asked the manager, and, you know, we had to go to Staples and make flyers up. But then, you know, we're in a room with 7,000 people, so we just handed them out. And they actually had to turn away about 300 people away. They couldn't handle them. It was an all-you-could-eat place, so people weren't leaving. They were just...
See, when Miles gets the bill, he tries to find somebody to give it to. That's usually what he does.
Well,
get together, Miles, you can give it to me.
Really? Wow. We can go to Five Guys Pizza or wherever that is. I don't know. What is
Five
that?
Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Oh. Is that like In-N-Out Burger or what is that like? What is it?
I don't know what it's like. We're just getting one. I don't know.
Don't tell me it's like that Fuddruckers thing because that's a ripoff, man. That thing.
I don't think it's like Fuddruckers. I think you actually get a lot.
It's like a place you... They give you a hamburger and, ooh, wow, you can put on your own toppings. Ooh. You know, for like a $10 hamburger. I'm like, what? You're making your own damn hamburger.
No, they make it for you there, but it's all fresh. And you can pick a ton of toppings, and then the fries are just, like, it's a gigantic bag full of fries, and they're really good.
So. Oh, bag of fries.
Yeah.
I can already tell them I love this place.
Yeah.
And then they have free peanuts. They have, like, while you're waiting for your food, they have boxes of peanuts, so you just shovel a whole thing of peanuts into a tray, and you can sit there crunching on peanuts while you're waiting for your food.
Hey.
Oh, free peanuts.
Do you know your way around New York City a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to take you up, yeah, because my wife wants to see New York sometime.
You let me know when.
I only got as close as, like, Bear Mountain. That's as close as I got to New York City, so.
Yeah, definitely. I'll bring my recorder. We'll do a special delivery.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
I don't know if you want to do that, Manny. It's really...
No, yeah, we'll pick out a nice restaurant. Manny will buy it.
that's what I'm talking about right there.
Oh, I got a real good one. Nice Italian one. It's called Becca. The lady, one of the cooks, she's on TV all the time. This lady, Lydia, she's cook. I don't, she's on PBS, but she owns this restaurant. It's really good. Took my wife there. Very good place.
Let's go.
Let me know.
Hey, you don't deliver to the cake boss, do you, there in Hoboken or anything?
No, I'm not that far. But did you hear that he has to change his name now because he stole a name from some other people? They said,
"What's that, Cake Boss?"
Yeah, some people from like Seattle or something filed the lawsuit that they had the name before he used it. And
really?
Now they got to change the name of the show.
Oh man, I like that show. I know there's big doing in that arena there with his
brother-in-law. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Brother-in-law got in trouble or something. So.
A young girl?
Yeah, there you go. Well, they don't know for sure. I mean, the way it read, it sounded like that, though.
Yeah, that place there in Hoboken, like they say there's like a 2 or 3 hour wait to get in there. It's so popular from the TV show that people just get online, and it's like going to a ride at Disneyland. You wait for hours to get in there.
Yeah, I know my wife and daughter, well, everybody watches it, but my wife and daughter like to watch that show. It's a fun show.
Yeah, my kids and my wife, they always have the Food Network on. I have to sneak in and try and take it off once in a while.
All right, well, I think we're going to wrap it up for tonight. Miles, you got any other questions for Manny?
Oh, man, there's so many, but, you know, we better just cut it off, I suppose.
Yeah, bite me back some other time.
Yeah, maybe Miles will ask some more questions. He actually asked more questions tonight than he normally does, so.
I'll
try and find some more naked customers.
Oh, man. See, you got to get something I can relate to. You know, can't be all techie and, you know.
You got to do Miles. He's going to have you, Manny, wear one of those headband video cameras. You ever seen those, like, for people in sports and stuff? You're going to have to do that while you do your route so he can, you know, see all your peoples.
More like a shoe camera, you know. Like a.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, evidently two cameras all of a sudden now, so I don't know.
Can I end on a funny little story from
please play us out here with a good story.
One of our guys, like, years ago used to, he had like these really high polished shoes, like he polished them up so they look like mirrors, and then he used to walk under the, like, get real close to the women and put his shoes under their dresses. One of the girls caught him, and he got, like, almost fired for it.
Oh,
nice. I'm just being clean. Look, I'm clean. I'm presentable.
He was a little perverted. I don't know how long he was doing it before he got snagged, but somebody sort of caught him, like, putting his shoe, like, on between her legs. He was probably doing it out on his route too. We just heard.
I'm sure he was. I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing that's repeated, isn't it?
tough stories tonight.
We don't want you to get in trouble or anything, man.
He's retired.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah, he's retired, in, you know, from the post office, but probably not from shining shoes or anything.
Probably got like the senior citizen home now, right, around with polished shoes.
He's got to wheel his chair over and stick his leg out. Hey, lady, come here. Nice. Well, everybody can listen to Manny, and you don't really have a schedule for your postings. You just kind of post whenever you want to, right?
I do have on Facebook. I have a special delivery page, and I put them all up on there.
Okay. So Facebook, is it just facebook.com/special delivery?
Yeah. I do have a – I did buy a website, mannythemailman.com, but it's out of commission right now. You were trying to help me for a while.
Oh, I know. I was going to ask you about that. I forgot to ask you. See if I can help you get that going again.
Yeah, I paid for 3 years of it, but I just got to get it back in commission. Then I could post them myself. But right now, mostly it's on unsug.com. And I also have them on special delivery on Facebook. So if you want to check them out, Miles.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, Miles has got like – he basically, you know, has his ankle bracelet on, and he walks out of his house, gets his mail, comes back. That's his job right there. He doesn't go anywhere.
Whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, he works like 5 minutes from his house, so.
Yeah, pretty close.
He doesn't have a long drive like I do, so.
Oh, and guys, I request your other buddy, Smidge, requested I come on and do a show with him now on the Gunk UK cast.
Do it.
Becoming very big in the Midwest.
Yeah, exactly. See,
absolutely.
Absolutely. He wants me to kind of talk about punk rock with him.
You guys, that's Smidge right there. Talk about the music. He's in Chicago, you know.
Is he?
Outside Chicago.
Yeah, I told him some of the punk bands I saw back in the 70s, and he said, "Oh, I want you to come on and talk with me."
So you guys got to get hooked up then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like his picture? You like Smidge's new picture there?
Yeah, I told him it looked like my hairdo back in high
school. That's right. Smidge is sporting some high hair.
I think he friended me on Skype because I just got a new name here. I don't know who it is, but I think.
Let me see which one is it. Oh, what is his? Trash Can Rock now?
That's him?
Yeah.
Okay, so he did request me so he could call me. So,
yeah, that's Smidge. Yeah,
guess I'll be on with him eventually too.
Do it.
Well, Manny, you can listen to Manny at unsug.com, look for special delivery, or facebook.com/special delivery. Everybody should listen to Manny. He's got funny stories, you know, not just the ones he told here tonight. He's got more than that, and it's a fascinating peek into your daily happenings, we'll put it that way, I guess, of Manny the Mailman. When you're outside drinking, what were you drinking with the watermelon and stuff in it? What do they call that?
Oh, sangria.
Sangria. Sangria out in your backyard,
yeah,
looking up at the sky.
My buddies with me, yeah, we got a little drunk that day.
It's good stuff. Everybody should check it out. Now, Miles evidently zipped up his pants there, so that's the end of the show. And we will catch you next time here on Static Radio.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.